yesterday's attacks on other things.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
Bahrain, 2011. A popular uprising against torture, corruption, discrimination, and oppression. Against the brutality of the totalitarian regime. Inspired by the Islamic awakening at the time, Bahraini people marched to Pearl Roundabout, protesting against the Al Khalifa family's monopoly on all power. But that was short-lived, as the Bahraini authorities invited Saudi troops into the country to help crush the demonstrations. Many protesters were killed and hundreds jailed. Five years later, things are different. Any gathering with more than five people is illegal, and demonstrations have been banned in the country altogether. But the movement hasn't gone away, and protests still continue on a daily basis across the country, and often end in clashes with security forces. The police continuously fire tear gas, not only to disperse the crowds, but to maim, blind, and even kill the demonstrators. The constant use of tear gas canisters against civilians by the security forces has been unprecedented in history.
Tear gas is happening on a nightly basis in the villages. You see the tear gas is used either from far, or sometimes you see some trucks, they put it inside the houses directly.
Police brutality has become a common occurrence in Bahrain. And despite pledges of reform, the police continue to beat and torture civilians. That's part of the draconian measures adopted by the regime to clamp down on its citizens in this tiny island in the Persian Gulf.
Violence used by government. Repression, people were targeted in their life, in their living, in their economy, in their school, in their work, in their job.
Since the popular uprising flared up in Bahrain in 2011, the human rights situation in the country has deteriorated. Authorities have unleashed a systematic crackdown on dissent, and the country is still gripped with political deadlock as a Sunni minority rules over a Shia majority with an iron fist. In 2014, the regime detained Sheikh Ali Salman, the head of Al-Wafaq National Islamic Society, the main opposition party. Sheikh Salman was accused of attempting to overthrow the government, the charge he has vehemently denied. The court sentenced Sheikh Salman to 4 years in prison in 2015. But his prison term was extended to 9 years in late May 2016, triggering strong criticism from rights groups. Meanwhile, the cleric's lawyers accused Bahraini authorities of conducting a kangaroo court.
They didn't allow them for enough, for oral defense. They didn't allow Sheikh Ali Salman or himself to defend himself. So it is all one-sided trial.
In early June 2016, Manama suspended all the activities of Al-Wafaq a day after the prominent activist Nabil Rajab was arrested on a charge of anti-government tweets. James Lynch at Amnesty International lashed out at Manama for its zero-tolerance policy. The arrest of Nabil Rajab appears to be another alarming example of Bahrain's zero-tolerance stance towards peaceful dissent and activism, which it enforces through arbitrary measures, including revolving door detention. To silence activists and those opposing the regime, the kingdom has begun a systematic revocation of citizenship in the last few years. In a report released by Human Rights Watch, Bahraini authorities stripped 208 Bahrainis of their citizenship in 2015. They can be classified into three broad categories: human rights defenders, political activists, journalists, doctors, and religious scholars. And since February 2016, Bahraini authorities have deported five stateless Bahrainis, previously stripped of their citizenship. In a recent move on June 20, the Bahraini regime stripped top Shia Muslim cleric Ayatollah Isa Qasim of his citizenship. The Interior Ministry accused him of using his position to serve foreign interests and to promote sectarianism and violence. After the decision was announced, several hundred Qasim supporters gathered outside his house in the village of Diraz, carrying posters, chanting slogans, and staging a sit-in. The Bahrain Institute for Rights and Democracy slammed the move, saying that it will trigger more protests. Sayed Ahmed Al-Wadai, the institute director, says, quote, "We are deeply concerned that these actions will escalate tensions on the streets and may even lead to violence, as targeting the country's leading Shia cleric is considered to be the red line for many Bahrainis." In Lebanon, the resistance movement Hezbollah has warned that the unprecedented decision pushes people to difficult choices with severe consequences for the corrupt dictatorial regime. Meanwhile, the UN condemned Manama's move as unjustified, but also voiced concern over the mounting crackdown on Bahraini dissidents.
We're talking about in Bahrain, I mean, we're talking about a minimum of 250 people who have been deprived of their nationality, but there are some estimates which go much higher than that. Given that, it is clearly unjustified.
Rights organizations were also quick to denounce the decision.
These moves have been taken without any regard to the law. The allegations against Al-Wefaq and against Sheikh Isa Qasim as inciting violence. There has been absolutely no evidence of that.
In Iran, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, strongly condemned the Bahraini regime over the revocations.
عالم مجاهد آقای شیخ عیسی قاسم رو مورد تعرض قرار دادن. این بلاهت اونها رو نشان میده. شیخ عیسی قاسم کسی بود که تا امروز تا وقتی که میتوانست با مردم حرف بزنه مردم را از حرکات تند و مسلحانه جلوگیری میکرد، مانع میشد.
As a staunch reformist cleric in the Persian Gulf Kingdom, Sheikh Isa Qasim is the last person who can prevent the youths from going all out. The peaceful resistance will change course if the situation against the Sheikh is not remedied soon. Even the US, which regards Bahrain as its top Persian Gulf ally, has voiced concern over the decision.
We're obviously alarmed by today's decision to revoke the citizenship of Shia cleric Sheikh Isa Qasim. We are unaware of any credible evidence to support this action, and that assessment is further supported by the fact that he did not appear to even have the opportunity to challenge the charges against him before the decision was made. So we're going to be following this, obviously, very closely.
Citizenship is a universal right. It's not a privilege to be taken away by rulers when they don't like the citizens or see them troublesome. Leaving a person stateless is illegal under international law, but the Bahraini regime continues to do it. The question is why Manama is held accountable neither by those Western powers nor by international criminal courts. International rights groups have time and again accused the regime of failing to comply with human rights obligations. But Washington, which has its Fifth Fleet in Bahrain, has so far failed to exert any pressure on its ally to stop their grave violation of human rights. The same goes for Britain to show once more that money and not human rights has the final say in its foreign policy.
There are a lot of people in this country that do not glory in our arms sales to regimes that oppress those that wish to demonstrate and express their democratic rights, that do not want British bases constructed where there is clear violations of human rights, and then the government pretends and looks the other way that everything is improving when it absolutely is not.
With the support of the Saudis, who are financing the Al Khalifa family, and the lip service paid by the US and Britain, the regime uses every possible means to instill fear into the opposition and silence any criticism. Without international political pressure on the Bahraini rulers to change course, there will be no let-up in the foreseeable future. Sana.